Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. Yeah, by the way, Ryan Hunnell is the whistleblower that appeared in the third-party ads run attacking Russ Feingold, and three television stations in the state pulled them. The ad was later revised, and I don't believe that ad has been pulled at this point. But Madison and two Green Bay TV stations pulled the ad. The benefit of every doubt is being given here to Feingold and Baldwin when it comes to this scandal. The explanation I was given for that ad being pulled was it couldn't be proven true. I think that's a higher bar than we're used to. That wouldn't it have to be proven false? Because with that high bar, boy, they better start pulling a lot of third-party ads. And I think this scandal, I know that there's been an attempted equivocation that Ron Johnson is complicit as Baldwin and Kind and Feingold. I don't think the evidence suggests that. All right. Let's start Monday off with what I think is one of the best what is right and what is wrong topics in a long time. And I think I'll be able to hide how I feel about this one because I'm not sure how I feel about this one. I do have an opinion, but I think it's going to be pretty easy for me to play devil's advocate, which is what I try to do here, to walk you through how you feel about this. I am not the NBA fan that I once was. I was a big NBA fan in the Magic Larry Bird era. I think that was the golden era of the NBA. I mean, Michael Jordan, you know, there's some overlap there, to be sure. The Jordan Bulls, I mean, that was some pretty special stuff, too. I have rediscovered college basketball. I don't follow the NBA all that closely. And, you know, it's just become three-point land and, yeah, it's just, I'm not a big NBA fan. So I'm not going to pretend that I'm all that familiar with former NBA star Etan Thomas. And I looked it up, and that is how you pronounce his name. Etan, not Etan or Eaton. Etan Thomas was getting on a train. I'm not sure which city. It's not important. He had an experience. He's a former NBA star. He had an experience that he shared on Facebook. And I want you to tell me if you think he handled this appropriately or inappropriately and explain your answer. Here is Etan Thomas posting on Facebook on Friday. Okay, so I'm getting on the train and there are no open seats. And I asked this lady if I could sit next to her very politely, and I softened my voice as to not frighten her. And she says someone is sitting here. So I go to the next seat. Now, less than 2 minutes later, a man, who happens to be white, asks if he can sit there. And she says, why, sure, let me move my stuff. So I have to say something. So I ask, did you just not want me to sit next to you? Were you scared? Not comfortable with a black man sitting next to you? And she says, LOL, shaking my head, don't pull that race card stuff with me. I dated a black guy in college. So the guy, who was a nice guy, said, listen, I'll get up. And I said, no need. I'm going to just take this pic and make a Facebook post about it. So then she says, did you just take a pic of me? Well, I'm going to tell the conductor that you were over here illegally taking pics of people without their consent. So the conductor came up and said, hey, Etan Thomas, love what you're doing in the community. Loved you with the Wizards. Big Q's fan. I assume that's Syracuse. The Knicks sure could use you. And I said there was something. And then I said to her, was there something you wanted to tell my man? And she rolled her eyes, shaking my head. Some people, I tell ya. So if you go to Etan Thomas's Facebook page, There you will see a picture of this woman and the most uncomfortable looking white guy you may ever see in your whole life. Look at the guy. Look at the guy sitting next to her. This is after Thomas confronted her. All right. I think there are a lot of things that you can throw out here. One, should he have confronted her? Should he have gone up and say, what gives? You said that seat was taken. And a random white guy comes up and he's all good and I'm not. Is it because I'm black? Should he have confronted her? Two, he has, if you go to his Facebook page, he has her picture. He's basically accusing her of racism with her picture. She's a young lady, 30-something. Her picture is now plastered all over Facebook. This thing has been shared. Haha. This thing has been shared 35,208 times. So I would say she's a Facebook celebrity. That everybody, not everybody, she went viral. I want you to marinate on both of those for 3 minutes. Should he have confronted her at all? And should he have posted a young woman's picture on Facebook accusing her of racism? 888-455-1360. Or was that an abuse of his celebrity? It's 9:42.
The Jerry Bader Show.